Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And go. It's time to do more of the Simpsons tier list.
Oh no.
Throwing back, we're banking them.
don't say that.
I can say that. What, Auntie Donna gonna sue me for saying banking them? People say that.
No, but they might sue you for this. Time out.
Okay.
Look, man, you can't just tell everybody we're banking stuff.
Okay.
All right, we're in this time out.
Okay. You can edit that out. You edit and stuff.
I'm not going to, though.
Okay, cool.
Is this time back in now?
Yeah, time.
Or are we still in the time out?
No, time back in, time back in, time
okay.
back in.
Okay, because you don't want to go down further into timeouts?
No. Scene.
I said time out again. I said it like four times.
Yeah. Scene. Seymour's mother.
Oh, D-list.
You don't like her?
What? Nah. Oh, there was that one time where she was, Marge making pretzels and they had a falafel van and she was in with like a whole heap of the other mums. She was, and Agnes, she was pretty good then.
Yeah.
But, she's okay. A D.
What's the drunk guy at Moe's called? Is it like
Barney?
Yeah.
Barney. What is the drunk guy at Moe's called? Barney. Yeah, Barney is now sober.
Is Barney sober now?
Yes, he's sober now. He still goes to Moe's.
Good for Barney.
Yeah, he's S tier. Barney's awesome.
Yeah, Barney is awesome.
Mate. If he wasn't Homer's friend, he'd be even better.
Speaking of Homer's friends, what about Homer's other friends? What are they called?
Carl and Lenny.
Carl and Lenny.
Yeah, they work together at the plant.
Where are they placed?
Carl has had his own couple because he was adopted and he's from Iceland.
He's from Iceland. Yeah.
I put him in a solid B.
Then Lenny, what is Lenny C?
Yeah, he's a C class.
Yeah. I like his beard shape though. He's got like Homer's beard, but most people, they don't have Homer's beard. But
Lenny, who does?
Lenny.
Oh, okay. He's got permanent stubble.
Yeah. What's the like do-goody kid who's not as cool as Ralph?
Oh.
It's not Clarence. Oh. Charles. He speaks like that.
No.
You can't remember it.
I can't remember his name.
Oh, I don't like him much.
Nobody. He's supposed to be the geeky guy.
Yeah, I know, but I just didn't like him. Anyway, I can't remember his name.
Oh, I can't remember it either.
That's bad for you. For me, it's just like I'm cool and young. For you, it's like, oh, no. Okay. Real talk.
Okay.
Real talk. Would you rather have your feet as hands and your hands as feet?
I don't want to do a would you rather.
Or your hands as feet and your feet as hands.
Wait, what? Isn't that
would
the same thing?
Would you rather have your feet as hands and your hands as feet? Or your hands as feet and your feet as hands?
Second one.
Really?
Yeah.
So you want your hands as feet as your feet as...
I'm pretty sure that was feet as hands and hands as feet.
No, that's the first one.
What's the second one? Hands as feet and feet as hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll stick with that. Second one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it seemed like you thought it was the other one.
Yeah.
Mostly when people think something's the other one, then it would you rather.
Do you know why?
For the other one.
No, so I could make that movie that they had in Community, Kick Puncher.
Oh, Kick Puncher.
Yeah, I could be the star of that.
I'd remake Pan's Labyrinth.
What?
Pan's Labyrinth. Labyrinth. You know that one where the guy's got eyes on his hands?
But you've got just feet where your hands should be.
Yeah.
Just remake it all the same, but when you hold up your arms, it's feet, not hands.
Yeah.
With eyes on the bottom of it.
Yeah, there's still eyes on the bottom. I'm not crazy. I want to talk about the NASDAQ.
Okay, what do you think the NASDAQ is?
It's like where all the money is.
Who's?
Like
all the money? Like, everyone's money.
Like the queens and the presidents and the wolves of Wall Street.
Yep, that's exactly what that is.
Cool. What are your opinions on the NASDAQ?
I have none.
Zero?
Yeah.
Do you like the name?
No, actually.
NASDAQ.
Okay, the British one is called the FTSE.
Then why's the Queen using?
Oh, the Queen's got money everywhere, not just in her own country. These are just names of different exchanges, stock exchanges.
Yeah.
So the Australian one is there.
Don't mention that the Queen. Is dead. Don't mention.
I forgot.
Don't mention. Or then they'll know that we haven't done these in a while. I'm trying to confuse them into thinking, why are they mentioning the Queen?
It's because you don't know what happened this last year.
I don't know anything, apparently. Apparently, I know nothing. You been on the finals?
The finals of what?
The hit video game, the finals.
No.
Hit FPS, first person shooter, the finals.
No.
I love the finals. It is a great game.
We don't have enough machines that I can play the finals too. You won't let me. You're always on the finals.
Well, if you really want to go, I'd give you a go.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
You're like, no, I'm too busy playing with my friends, talking to my friends. I don't need to talk to you no more, Dad. We haven't done a podcast for a year. Who are you? That's what you said to me.
I did say that, but that was in the heat of the movement because I just lost the cash out.
Oh, no.
There's a cash out you got to get, and sometimes I lose it. And then I lose it in real life. I love the finals. There's three classes.
Oh, I don't want to know about the finals. I'm not playing like... there's probably a finals podcast you could listen to.
I don't think there is yet. I think we could be the first one.
Okay.
It's quite a new game. It only launched in the Game Awards. So if we make a finals podcast, we'll be the first ones.
Okay. So this is now the finals podcast.
This is now the finals podcast.
Bam, bam, the finals. Okay, so
top light builds.
Right,
let's start off with the top light builds.
Okay.
As everyone knows in the finals, there are three classes, basically. There's light, medium, and heavy. And
there's no medic?
They all sort of fit into the sort of standard ones that you would see in other sort of things. And so the lights...
So this game's pretty basic?
It allows you to customize more because you can sort of almost multi-class between different ones. Like you can get the medic gun basically from TF2 and then you can put that and you can use that with a grenade launcher.
So you can put a grenade launcher on your medic gun?
Well, you can't put a grenade launcher on your
medic gun. But you can have one and the other.
Yeah.
So you're carrying two weapons at any time?
You're not carrying two weapons. That's like the medic gun counts as a little special thing you've got on the side. You should know this. We're the finals podcast.
Oh, I haven't played the finals because you won't let me.
Yeah, I'm never letting you. Because you've got to be all like, you've got to be the introduction audience-wise.
Okay, if I was playing the finals, how would it work? I'd sit down at my Xbox.
You'd sit down and you'd upload the finals.
I'd upload the finals.
I'd download
the finals.
You won't upload it, you'll download
it. Do I have to? Because haven't you already downloaded it onto my Xbox?
I think you should download it again just to be safe.
Okay.
And so anyway, you get in and you make.
Can
an
I play
account.
It on my Apple Macintosh?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's maybe. A shame.
I don't know about that. All I do know is the finals is the greatest FPS of all time. It's so good. What's your favorite light build?
I don't know. I haven't played the finals.
We're talking sword, dagger, throwing knife, sniper.
Can I be this panda guy?
If you pay to get the panda skin.
Oh.
But there are many skins that you can get by just getting good at the game. Just gotta get good. Personally, I don't like to run shotgun with the light class because my aim's a bit off because I'm on controller. Personally.
Okay.
So I run sword.
Okay, so because it's a cross-platform game.
Yeah.
It's on the PC as well.
Yeah, I'm getting outclassed all the time.
You can't. You're not quick enough because you don't have mouse.
Yeah,
because you just make mouse and keyboard for... mouse and keyboard for console.
Ah, yeah.
Could we make that? Don't steal our idea!
Probably a thing. You can probably just connect up a keyboard. We've just never done it.
I don't know who this would be. Oh, yeah. Mouse.
For maybe.
Oh, you can. You can totally do it on Xbox.
Just do it.
Yeah.
The finals is such a cool game.
Is it though?
It's so cool. Name another better game with a gun in it.
I like the smart gun in Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk wasn't that great a game though.
Lame game.
It's kind of fun.
Play it. Name another video game and I will roast it for
Destiny. Destiny's got lots of cool guns.
Destiny's got
been going for 10 years.
Has it been going for 10 years?
It's in its last year, but yeah, it's been going for 10 years.
Destiny, more like Schmestis. Shut up. Play the finals.
Shut up. Play the finals.
Shut up. Play the finals. That's what I say to anyone.
Here's a game. Here's a game. You ready?
What?
It's Fortnite.
Ah, Fortnite's not as good.
You're just gonna say Fortnite's not as good?
It isn't.
Is that gonna fly with the Fortnite kids?
Probably not. But have I ever cared about the hate? No, or I wouldn't have gone into this game. And by game, I mean not the podcast game, not the finals game, because there's no hate on the finals. It's a very loving community.
I seriously doubt that.
It's so good.
Kids are so crap on video games. Kids are crap.
Sword and I run. And then you've got three gadgets. Hey, Dad, what's your favorite Studio Ghibli movie?
Oh, man. My favorite one?
Yeah.
It's cliche to say Spirited Away, but there's a reason that was so big and popular, because it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. I really like Spirited Away.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's quite, it's one of the more accessible stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I liked it. And I want to say My Neighbor Totoro, but honestly, I don't think I've got to the end of that film. I think I've started it like 3 times and got distracted and done something else.
Yeah, I haven't gone to the
Which end. Is bad of me, I think. I don't think it's the film's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so it does have Cat Bus, and Cat Bus is cool.
Cat Bus.
He's
just a big smile and goes like, "Arr."
Instead of My Neighbor Totoro, they should have called it Cat Bus the Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we totally watched it. The whole thing. Yeah. And then just like, when's this cat going to, who's a bus turn up? Have you seen My Neighbor Totoro?
I've only seen the start.
Did you see where Cat Bus turns up?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Do you see how they get on Cat Bus? This hole just opens up in the side of him like a fuzzy door.
Yeah.
It's like it's definitely door shaped and it just opens up and then it closes again. So it's not rude. It's not like a butthole.
No, it's not.
Nobody crawls in through his butt.
No one does that.
No.
Stop saying that. No one does it. Stop saying people climbing through Cat Bus's butthole. Doesn't happen. Next up is his name Cosmo? Is that got a Z, like a Z in it? I think the bus driver.
Otto.
Otto, yeah.
You don't know Simpsons characters at all.
I feel like I knew more, but I've blanked on all of them.
Oh no, I can't believe I can't remember his name. Otto is B. He's a solid B. Yeah. He might actually be C, unfortunately. He's a bit of a one-dimensional character. As much as I think he's kind of fun, he's a bit deadbeatish.
Yeah.
But where did I put Cletus?
I think you put him in B.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, what is his name? How would I look it up?
Is this what we're doing? Okay, hold on.
Edit all of this out.
You know what would make us more creative?
Martin.
Oh, it's Martin.
His name's Martin, and I remembered that because I didn't. Well, for the purpose of this ad, I took some Magic Mind. Guys, Magic Mind, so good. I love Magic Mind.
Why? What does Magic Mind do for you?
You take it more than me. So you
Why are you talking about it then?
You should do it. I just wanted to do the segue.
I'll tell you why. Okay.
You always get to do the
segue. Well, we were talking about, like, last time you didn't let me explain about the matcha, because matcha tea might turn people off, but you don't have to worry about it because it doesn't taste powdery like every other matcha tea. Like, I don't know how they've done this. Put matcha tea in there, made it an all-green drink, and it doesn't taste all powdery like everything else made of matcha.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's kind of like a guavery fruity little shot that you take in the morning. Has a little bit of caffeine in it and then a whole heap of cool stuff like this one that I can't say. I can't say it, but it reduces stress and anxiety. It's ashwagandha. Ashwagandha?
Ashwagandha?
That's how I'm saying it. Ashwagandha.
Cool.
Yeah. I saw that at the chemist as a supplement you could take. It's in here. You don't have to worry about getting it from the chemist. It's already in this stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, sort of just you can feel it behind your eyes, giving you a little wake up in the morning. And if you want it, you can get 56% off a subscription if you go to www.magicmind.com/JANZestyLife, and you can use our code ZestyLife20 for 20% off a one-time purchase just for the month of January. Look, are you uncomfortable with telling people to buy stuff?
No.
Okay, you do it then.
Buy it.
Yeah, or, you know, if you're thinking about if you were thinking about trying it, you can use our code because we've got one.
Yeah, buy it. Just buy it, though. Stop being a little wuss.
I will say it does stuff.
It does. It does stuff. Buy it. Buy it.
You can't call them wusses.
I won't call them. Bleep out wuss. Are you going to ask me what my favorite Studio Ghibli movie is?
No, I'm going to ask you what your favorite Tim Robinson bit is.
Tim Robinson.
What's your favorite Tim Robinson bit?
My favorite Tim Robinson bit. There's so many good ones.
Yeah.
From I Think You Should Leave, and also from Detroiters, his lesser known work, by only a bit.
But what's your favorite bit?
What's my favorite bit? I think I really like the first one I ever saw was, which I really, really liked, was the one where he eats the hot dog secretly. And it goes down as gullet.
And you can't cancel lunch.
Yeah, you can't cancel lunch, guys. I really love that one. And I really love the one where he gets a gift and he's not sure if the guy likes it.
He gives him a gift.
Guy's that sort of famous actor. Is his name Steven?
Yeah, Steven Cho.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Beef and The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's in it.
Yeah, he's in it. He's good in it. I heard that he plays a lot of sort of sad characters and other stuff, and so it's funny because at the end he's sad because everyone leaves his party because he used too small of a slice of toilet paper. It makes more sense in the sketch. And so that one's great. And I like when he sings Friday Night. And the Bones Are the Skeleton's Money. Both of the songs he does.
Pretty good.
The Bones Are the Skeleton's Money.
Are we going to sing this?
No.
Okay.
I was just going to say that bit.
All right.
But my favorite Studio Ghibli movie, thank you for asking. I like Kiki's Delivery Service. But I really like Bendigo.
It's not one of their films.
I like Bendigo.
It's not a thing.
Bendigo.
Is that a character?
No, Bendigo.
I have the IMDb list here.
That Bendigo, the movie.
It's not on here.
The movie, you know.
No.
It's got the classic, the Studio Ghibli movie Bendigo.
It's not a...
About the Australian... I think it's counted as a city now. You know, it's known all around the world. Bendigo. It's about Bendigo. And so it's about this guy.
That's not a studio... Why would they make a Studio Ghibli film...
This guy.
...famously made in Japan about Bendigo?
Well, originally, some of his earlier stuff was influenced by European architecture. You can see that in Kiki's Delivery Service. You can see that in House Moving Castle. So maybe think about that next time. Actually, maybe think about that.
Okay, I will.
And this one was influenced by Australian culture. And so in it, there's a guy and his name is the same as the name of the dad from The Castle. The Australian movie, The Castle. And he wants to build a bank that can be the fifth best bank in all of Australia. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank. But the mafia's on this. The Bendigo mafia's on his tail. And then there's this crocodile spirit that lives in a fountain, right?
Okay.
And he falls into the fountain while wishing for some stuff. And by that I mean some stuff is he wants to be the biggest bank. And then he sees the crocodile spirit. And he goes on this big journey. And it's interesting because in a lot of the Studio Ghibli bits is sort of children going on the more fantastical journeys.
Yeah.
If it's centered around that.
Sure.
Because it's sort of like
kids have imaginations.
In this one, it's like a full-grown guy and he's just like, what's going on? What's going on the entire time? He's really angry about it. And also, Polly Shore voices the main guy.
Does Polly Shore do a better voice than he did in Pinocchio?
Oh, yeah, this was way better. I was like, why are people ragging on him?
Are you sure this is a Studio Ghibli film? Just something that...
No, it is. It's Bendigo. Bendigo, it's really good. I love it. It's So good. And so when
did they meet? Like, so
he gets out of the well at the end. And then he gets in a plane. He gets in a plane because, you know, Miyazaki, he loves his planes. And so he flies up in his plane, but the mafia, they follow him because he's flying over to get a grant over in Sydney for Bendigo Bank. And
Bendigo's in Victoria. Why would he be going to Sydney? He doesn't just go to Melbourne. Hey, it's that close. You can drive.
Miyazaki didn't know that. And so he flies over and the guys, they're chasing him. But then there's these little guys. They're called the Goobles. And the Goobles, they got little eyes and they got silly. They've got four legs and they're really silly and they're purple. And the Goobles, they're the only thing that come back from him with the well. And they jump across the plane's wing and they attack all of the mafia guys. And they're like, hey, what's happening? Why are these guys on us? And then they fall out of the sky. And it's really good. They don't die, though. But, yeah.
They fall out of the sky and don't die.
Their plane crashes. And they go, we'll get you for this. What's the name of the guy from the dad in the castle?
Michael Caton.
We'll get you for this, Michael!
So that's the actor's name, not the yeah, name of the dad.
Yeah, no, but I just remembered. Yeah. It wasn't the name of the character. It was the name of Michael Caton. And so, we'll get you for this, Michael! And he says, arrivederci! They're all over the guys. And the other guys, they're a bit more of those sort of like dopey thugs. Like in Porco Rosso. And so they're all on top of him. And they're like, oh, hey, these guys are kind of cute. They say that line. It's not really important, but it was a fun line to hear. I just wanted to circle back to Bendigo because right at the end, they've got those classic old people every Studio Ghibli movie. There's an old
prospector because Bendigo is quite famous for gold, like the gold rush of Australia.
They're in Sydney now.
Okay. So they make it to
Sydney. They're Sydney, but it's sort of mixed with Melbourne a bit because they've got like the trams, you know. He sort of likes trams.
Sydney used to have trams.
Yeah. Back when it had trams.
So it's set in the past.
Maybe that's, I thought it was blended with Melbourne, but I think it was actually just back then.
Oh, okay.
And there you go. So the trams are going along. And it's really good to see the trams. I think there are trams also in Kiki's Delivery Service. And so it's really a nice ending. And there's this old lady and she's like, why do you think you should be given a grant? And he does like this whole monologue. There's a monologue. And you don't see too many monologues in Studio Ghibli movies. It's a very visual representation. But they do it very well. I mean, they're known for their dubs. And it's done very nicely. And he's like, I want to make a better big bank.
It's interesting.
Bendigo Bank.
It's interesting.
The better big bank. And then the Bendigo Bank logo shows at the end. Not Ghibli-ified or anything. Just
it's the actual end. Just Bendigo Bank.
For a full minute, then credits. And there's a little song like in Ponyo at the end.
How long was this film?
It's their longest one. It's 3 hours. It's 3 hours.
Because what you described was a real elaborate ad.
Yeah, like the Lego movie or the Barbie movie. Technically, they're for products.
Oh, yeah, and Oppenheimer.
Yeah, that's it.
It's there for products. You know what they're selling in Oppenheimer?
Bongos. Really?
Yep.
Are you being a bit silly, Dad? No. They're selling bongos.
That's what the whole of Oppenheimer is for. It's an ad for bongos.
Really?
Yeah, when Richard Feynman is in the back going, hey, man, all cool, playing bongos. That's the whole point.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I really like the Bendigo song at the end. It's kind of like, you know, there's that really catchy song at the end of Ponyo and there's that song at the end of Totoro.
Yeah, Totoro, Totoro. So it does.
Yeah, that's really good. But I like the Ponyo one a bit more. Ponyo, Ponyo, Ponyo.
So have they blended that for Bendigo?
No, it's just in the same sort of vibe. It goes, Bendigo, 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 better big bank, better big bank, Bendigo, Bendigo. Bendigo, 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 always in my heart, always in my heart, Bendigo. Bendigo, Bendigo, Bendigo. And the credits are going across the screen. And this really, it's really cool seeing the Studio Ghibli style, but in a place still more familiar to me, like Australia, because the way he captures the life is really amazing. There's like a...
Oh, considering like, it was set back in the 50s, yeah.
Yeah.
Bendigo. Post-war.
Bendigo, 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 Bendigo. Always in my heart, always in my heart. Bendigo, go, 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 Bendigo, 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 Bendigo. Always in my heart, always in my heart. It's Bendigo, the better Big Bang. I think this is one of the only songs where they both did the English version and the Japanese version.
Can you sing the Japanese version for me?
No. I don't remember any of it.
Here's what we're going to do. You talk. I'm going to try not to laugh.
Okay. Well, that's crazy because you're going to laugh. Because I'm going to feel like a laugh god, laugh god. All the people from the back, front to the back laugh, back laugh. Now, who thinks their arms are long enough to laugh? Laugh. They say I laugh like a robot, so call me Laughbot. But for me to laugh like a computer must be in my genes.
I did. Yeah. Of all the things, like I thought maybe a song was coming. I didn't think it was going
to
be that.
I didn't think it was going to be rap good, but I just changed rap to be laugh.
There was it's worse when you explain it. Stop it.
It was actually really smart. I think it's a bit sort of like some of Stuart Lee's stuff.
I'm pretty sure Stuart Lee.
Yeah. Stuart Lee. What, is he walking a dog?
Oh, take two. I'm pretty sure Stuart Lee does not appreciate the work of Eminem.
I think he does.
You're probably right.
No, he likes jazz. He's really into jazz.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
You don't find Stuart Lee a little too...
Too into jazz?
Too into jazz? Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. A little too into jazz? Like a little bit too good for the rest of us?
Nah, because I've watched too much comedy.
Yeah.
So it's fine for me. I'm like, yeah, this is good.
Okay, so I just don't get it.
Yeah, you just don't get it. You're just not cool as me. And if you don't know who Stuart Lee is, listeners, maybe you don't get it either.
Nothing but insults for the listeners for 3 minutes. Go.
Oh, listeners, you've got a weird toe. You've got a weird nose. You got weird fingers. You got a weird belly button. You got weird hips. You got weird nips. You got weird hairline. You got weird ankles. You got weird brain. You got weird liver. You got weird bottom lip. You got weird nostrils. You got weird hair.
You're just looking at me. You've been going for 30 seconds and you've just insulted me.
No, I've just been looking at stuff. You've got weird eyebrows. One of them's not real.
Hey! You are looking at me!
No, what?
Yes, you were.
Sorry about that, Dad. I like your eyebrow. It's cool. He told me that he burnt it off before.
No, I didn't.
You did as a kid. As a kid, Dad, you told me you burnt off your eyebrow, which isn't.
I think you're conflating two stories.
No, you definitely told me I burnt off an eyebrow. What other time did you say you burnt something off?
Oh, I've burnt off eyebrows before, but that's not why one is
maybe I am
missing.
Well, then maybe I am.
Maybe I enjoyed lying to toddlers.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, it's
You should
funny.
Do it all the time.
The one I like to do, I thought of this a while ago, is I say that if you whistle at the right frequency, a turtle comes out of its shell or a tortoise. I do that at the zoo.
And that's a lie that you tell toddlers.
I haven't told it yet, but I want to. Next time I go to the zoo and there's a toddler around, to be like, hey.
it's hard to do. I haven't quite got it right, but if you whistle, if you whistle at the right pitch,
ask your parents to whistle.
Yeah,
it's for older whistles.
So you just want to have a whole bunch of people lined up around the the tortoise
yeah.
enclosure, which is usually just a low fence, just all whistling at different pitches at tortoises.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. Speaking of funny, you try and make me laugh by saying stuff.
I can't. I'm not a funny person. I've never made anyone laugh ever. I am the straight man in this podcast. I don't do funny things. I don't come up with funny things to say. I'm just the prompt guy. I press the button sometimes. I like the red button. But not when it's green, because that means we've stopped recording and we've really messed this up. But luckily, the button's still red.
It is bad.
Mm. See, you're forced to laugh out there.
Yeah, I did. I thought that would be sort of funny. If
it's not, though, because I'm not a funny guy.
I'm not a funny guy either. Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
Let's stop. Stop recording.
We can't. I love it when you don't like things on this podcast, you just start yelling. When you think it's not going well, you just start yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what you're going to do when you get a job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I did at my last job. That's why I'm not allowed back to Shake Shack.
We don't have Shake Shack.
Yeah, I wasn't even sure if it was real. I'd like to go to... I like milkshakes a bit.
You've grown to like them, ironically, from the last job you had, which wasn't Shake Shack.
Yeah. I like milk. Well, I always liked milkshakes. I wasn't
sure about... Oh, you did. No, that's true.
I just hadn't tried a thick shake.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I was like, these are good. They sort of pace me better because they're longer. Because
they last longer. Because they're thicker.
Yeah.
What you've done is explained the physics of a thick shake.
Yeah.
The advantages of that over a standard shake. Stop yelling in the microphone. Please stop.
I'm yelling bye, though.
Yeah, but don't.
That's like the way...
We're not leaving. We're never leaving. We're never going to leave you again.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.